Bad News Reinvention 2007 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In Series 4, we examine the future for agencies and how the current business model is being forced to adapt to a new marketing environment. We explore the drivers behind the trend towards reinvention and understand the challenges this presents to agencies in the future.
Welcome to Ad News Reinvention 2007 podcast. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and we're about to talk with Russell Tait, Executive Chairman of the STW Group, Australia's largest communication services group. Good morning, Russell, and welcome to Six Questions.
G'day, Pete.
Mate, we're here today to talk about how the STW Group is staying at the forefront, adapting and utilising their network of companies to meet client needs. We've been watching the STW Group over a number of years now. You've had the model which is known as The Village. We'd be interested to know, and our listeners would like to know, how has it evolved from when it first started to the structure that it is today?
Well, I mean, The Village, I mean, we don't really use it too often now. The Village referred to one model that we set up for the Commonwealth Bank. But look, it goes back a long time, as you know, and where it comes from is the fact that over time we've built up extensively the number of companies we've got within the group. Today there's about 62. And when we looked at that and the breadth, nearly 2,000 people today working across the group in a whole range of specialities, and you put that together with our clients, some of whom have got, have had, less these days, very, very big marketing resources in-house, clearly there were a lot of economies that could be got by putting the two together. So really all it's about, it's a very simple concept, is saying, you know, let's take from the companies across the group and the individuals in the group the resources that any one client might need, either at a particular time or during the course of the year. Let's overlay that on what the client's got in-house and work out what the best fit is, and out of that put together a tailored sort of model. And as a result, you'll get both efficiencies and economies, and that's what's happening.
So, for example, we've seen recent reports. You've got IAG just signed up. CommBank, as you said, has been on board for a while. And Myer, I think, late last year came online with it. What kind of efficiencies and benefits are working for both the clients, and also how's it helping STW with additional revenue streams?
They're all very different, and that's the point. The point is what you've got to do under this is you've really got to tailor a solution for each client. And obviously I'm not going to talk about the individual cases, but as a rough rule of thumb, with any big clients that have pretty significant in-house resources, and generally they're using somewhere between 10 and 30 external suppliers in across their Marcoms range, I mean, if you really can't get by tailoring, one team between the group and the internal resources, if you can't get something like a 20% increase in efficiency, that is a better overall communications package and a 20% cost saving, then you're probably not trying.
Yeah, so it's really about the collaboration and getting people working together well.
Well, yeah, obviously you've got to do that, but it's also a heck of a lot of it is removing duplication.
Yeah, well, just this jumps ahead to a question I was going to ask later, but let's throw it in now. I mean, I know something that you've been looking at for years is the massive amount of duplication and administration between agencies and clients and the marketing departments and the suits. There's a lot of overlap there. Are you guys taking steps soon to provide a resource or a solution to clients that really minimises that overlap?
Well, that's really the guts of what this model's all about. I mean, what we've seen over the last 5 years in particular is we've seen in-house marketing departments in terms of headcount going backwards at the rate of knots. So, you know, you've got this an enormous amount of pressure going down here because on the one hand you've got companies scaling back on their in-house marketing resource. At the same time, you've got boards putting a hell of a lot more pressure on marketing budgets and the return on investment that they're getting from those budgets. So, you know, I think everybody's pretty aligned here in saying they've got to get more efficiency out of how marketing budgets are being handled. And clearly a major part of that is getting rid of duplication that doesn't actually result in anything happening.
There seems to be another big need that's emerging now these days, an explosion of media channels everywhere. Just the sheer, you mentioned, you know, clients might have up to 30 different specialist providers. Just the sheer coordination of that alone from a client must represent a real headache at times.
Well, it does. It does. And that's where there are so many costs, just in terms of the, you know, literally handling the communication, the briefing process, let alone attempt. You've got no chance of having a genuinely coordinated or integrated package coming out of that for obvious reasons. So that's where the efficiency comes in. And the economy comes in simply by saving the number of people that have got to handle communications.
Yeah, it's almost like there's going to be a different set of skills coming in, a different breed of different kind of people that will be managing those kind of campaigns.
Yeah, that's right. And less of them. I think that's where the so-called village concept does work, where what you've got is you've got always one, there's one person in charge with a client, and that person really has got carriage across all of the STW group companies that are going to be involved with that client. Now, that in itself, and there might be 14, 15, in one case there are 22 STW companies that are involved with one client at the moment. Now, if you've got one person, you know, looking at handling that across the group, you can imagine the amount of savings that you're getting from that just in terms of duplication.
Where do you think it's heading, Russ? I mean, collaboration these days obviously is a given. Developing ideas, you know, the big idea is still the main thing that we need that's going to work across all these different channels. Which discipline's going to win? I mean, at the moment we've got ad agencies maybe coming off the boil, we've got media agencies saying we can deliver creative ideas, we've got the digital guys. How do you reckon it's going to work? Is one going to win? Is it going to be a meld of the whole lot? Where's your head at?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think the digital things, if you put that aside for a second, I mean, my view at the moment is that pretty much all of our companies are now digital. I mean, you know, people talk about specialist digital companies, and we've got some very good ones in the group, and we're talking to another couple at the moment. But I think over time, that's a speciality that's going to have to be absorbed, you know, by everybody that's in the communication business. Very simple. So digital is certainly here to stay, but whether it stays in specialised pods is another issue. And you're absolutely right. What the media companies are doing is realising that if they stay stuck in a traditional media company role, media planning and buying, they're in an ex-growth industry. So they're more and more actually trying to look like STW, as far as I can work out. And good on them. That's probably what they should be doing. The agencies have got a bit of a problem, haven't they? Because a lot of them have reinvented themselves. A lot of them are now able to say, well, we do a lot more, and genuinely able to say and offer a heck of a lot more than traditional advertising, which they have to do, otherwise they're dead. I think the real problem for agencies is whether clients are actually going to genuinely regard them as companies that can provide, totally media neutral and discipline neutral advice and executions, and more important than that, whether clients are genuinely going to pay them for that. At the moment, they're not prepared to pay them for it. Half of that, by the way, is the agency's fault themselves. I mean, they've turned themselves into commodities. So it's a dilemma for agencies what they do here. Clearly, none of them want to get stuck in the sort of low cost service provider just do the ads category. But if they don't want to get stuck there, they're going to have to do a lot of work in terms of elevating what they offer.
Yeah, and it's about having something that works within that mix that the client really needs. And I think also the big thing that the media guys seem to have done is they've got a position of trust and they're really working that hard.
I think to some extent they do. That's right. I think the jury's out. I think we've got a very interesting model in New Zealand, actually, a company called Assignment, which is really at a level above all of the companies. It's above, it's if you like, a Boston Consulting, a McKinsey's of Marcoms. And it's a little bit like the inquiries we increasingly are now getting, inquiries coming in at an STW level. And STW is only a holding company, rather than going in through the traditional advertising agency or even media company front door. And they're saying, well, you're the group, you come back to us and tell us where the solution to our problems might lie, or where's the best way to realise the opportunities in this very complex world. So, yeah, it may well be that there is actually a different level in the whole Marcom structure that's required.
We're finding that ourselves actually these days, and it's a great position because you can develop those ideas that work across all the channels and get that big creative idea. Russ, last time I checked, and I think you've just told us 61, 62 companies in the group, that's a lot to organise. How are you finding it working?
Basically, they work together when they decide that it's right for their particular companies to do so, and on terms that are agreed by them. So the key to organising this is actually not to organise it. There's no template. There are very few rules. Each of the companies in the group is the management is incentivised within their own company. And, they'll work together and they'll collaborate on terms that suit them and when they think they can genuinely add some value to the process. And it's up to them to work it out. That's when it works. I mean, if there were rules associated with this, it'd be a disaster.
Russ, just to finish up, in terms of the future, emerging areas, you've talked about assignment. What other sort of categories do you see are good development opportunities?
We've never had a wish list. I think the real issue is if you bring it right back and you develop your model based on what your clients increasingly need, it's going to look after itself. The great thing about our industry is there are very few barriers to entry. So there's always going to be really bright young people that want to have a go and develop a business and get it to a certain point where they say, well, I think this, I've proven that this can really work. Now I need some introduction and some access to some really big clients. And, you know, we're lucky in the sense that very often they then come and talk to us. So there's, the biggest challenge for us, of course, is like most industries in Australia, is where we're going to get great talent and how we're going to develop them. And, we have got, it is a pretty interesting industry for a lot of people. I mean, today digital's the hot area, isn't it? So that's going to keep coming. So I don't think there's any particular area. I mean, in the end, we're all trying to communicate with consumers on behalf of our clients. And, that'll keep changing, mate. That's why it's an interesting business to work in, isn't it?
I reckon it's probably never been more exciting or dynamic in the time I've been around, mate. Russell, thank you. We really appreciate talking with you today. Thanks for your time and thanks for participating.
No problems, mate. See you
okay,
later.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Ad News Reinvention 2007 podcasts are an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. Ad News is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for the free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.